Local voices since 1963. This is CQW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with one from the Dubliners. They were an Irish folk band who were active from 1962 until 2012. This one, The Bonnie Boy, is off their 1970 album, Revolution. It's also known as Young But Daily Growing and The Trees They Grow So High. It's an old British ballad, a two-verse fragment of which was found in a Scottish manuscript collection from the 1770s. It's been connected to a marriage in the early 17th century between the juvenile Laird of Craigton and a young woman who is several years older than him, though the ballad may be significantly older than that.
Oh, the trees are growing tall, and the nights are growing dim. And many's the night and day has passed since you and I have seen. Oh, I will make my bed and I'll lie in the cold, cold lane. Oh, me bonny boy is young, but he's growing. Oh, father, dearest father, and you've done me much wrong. For you have married me to a lad who's far too young. Oh, he been only 16 years, and I been 21. He's me bonny boy, he's young, but he's growing. Oh, daughter, dearest daughter, and I've done you no wrong. But I have married you to a noble farmer's son. And he will be a man to you, and you will be his queen. He's your bonny boy, he's young, but he's growing. At the age of 16 years, oh, he was a married man. And at the age of 17, oh, the father of a son. And at the age of 18, o'er his grave the grass grew green. Cruel death had put an end to his growing. I will buy my love a shroud of the ornamental brown. And while they are sewing it, all the tears they will run down. For once I had my own true love, and now he's lying low. And I'll nurse his bonny boy while he's growing. Oh, come all you pretty fair maids, take this advice from me. Don't ever build your nest in the top of any tree. For the leaves, they will all wither, and the roots, they will decay. And you'll nurse his bonny boy while he's growing. Oh, the trees are growing tall, and the nights are growing dim. And many's the night and day has passed since you and I have seen. And I will make my bed in the cold, cold lane. He's me bonny boy, he's young, but he's growing.
Mm-hmm. heard Liam sing this in the White Horse Bar. Irish Bar.
Ornamental ground. face it on his grief. Well, the tears come trickling down. It's once I had a true love, but now I have none. But I'll watch his bunny son while he's a-growing.
Just heard three different versions of the same song. That last one, Joan Baez, with The Trees They Do Grow High. She's one of the best-known musicians to come out of the 1960s folk revival. She performed for over 60 years and released over 30 albums before retiring in 2019. That one's from her second album, Joan Baez, Volume 2, from 1961. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with A Long Time A-Growin'. That's a home recording of the song that he made in 1961 while visiting Minnesota. And before that, we heard the Dubliners with their version called The Bonnie Boy. We'll hear one now from John Hartford. He was an American roots artist known for his fiddle and banjo playing and for his knowledge of Mississippi River lore. This song, Like Unto a Mockingbird, is a demo from the 2019 album Backroads, Rivers, and Memories, the rare and unreleased John Hartford.
All around somebody else's pad, you stumble as you chase the latest fad. Don't look confused with all the things you find, but wait until the crowd makes up your mind. Coming back, repeating every word, repeating all the things you overheard. The bandwagons rumble past, I sit here on the curb like an echo. You are like unto a mockingbird. As long as you can sing their style of song, you won't be lonely, you can tag along. Painted on your face a sickly grin, hoping that someone will say you're in. Here lately you don't speak or even look, because my name's not written in their book. But if they turn my different ways to see, you'd be the first to proudly stand by me. Coming back, repeating every word, repeating all the things you overheard. The bandwagons rumble past, I sit here on the curb like an echo. You are like unto a mockingbird. Dark eyes shifting round, taking a lot, noting who is here and then who's not. Careful that you keep your standing clean, away from those with whom you can't be seen. Coming back, repeating every word, repeating all the things you overheard. The bandwagons rumble past, I sit here on the curb like an echo. You're like unto a mockingbird.
Lord, I'm walking down the line. Walking down the line, I'm walking down the line. My feet will be a fine to tell you about my troubled mind. I got a heavy headed gal, got a heavy headed gal, got a heavy headed gal. Now she ain't feeling well, and she's better only time could tell. Lord, I'm walking down the line, walking down the line. Walking down the line.
Come Saturday night, the lights are as dim as the dance hall. All the boys in the back with their Budweiser grins let their money all ride on the eight ball. It's five in the corner and two in the side. You don't know what I'd give just to see her. Hey, rack 'em up, Eddie, I'm lucky tonight, and there's nothing to do but to be here. The cloth is as soft as the touch of her hair, and as green as the grass on the river. And the click of the balls, like the sound on the rails of that slow train that's took her forever. Hey, rack 'em up, Eddie, did you hear she left town? Well, she ain't gonna find no one better. It's eight in the pocket and drinks all around, and I'd give all I've got to forget her. Pay up, good buddy, and hang up your cue. Every shot that I call just goes spinning. I'm running the table with tears in my eyes, but it's only the money I'm winning. If you're betting against me, you'll lose your last dime. Hey, rack 'em up, Eddie, I'm screaming. There's no place like pool halls for wasting your time, and there's no time like after for dreaming.
We just heard Cy Khan with Rack 'em Up, Eddie. He's a community organizer and musician from Pennsylvania who moved to the South as an activist during the Civil Rights Movement. That one's from his 1975 album, New Wood. Before that, we heard Jennifer Castle from Toronto with Walkin' Down the Line. That's a song by Bob Dylan, who wrote it in 1962. And before that, we heard John Hartford with Like Unto a Mockingbird. We'll hear one now from Ben Kaplan from Halifax. This song, Birds with Broken Wings, is originally off his 2015 album of the same name. This version is from his 2021 album, Recollection Reimagined.
Bring me birds with broken wings, men with all the answers, people who have killed. Give me incurable cancers, bring me beaches slicked in oil. Give me disregard for doubt. Streetlights shine on broken roads when no one is about. I want that hopeless green depression, punishments without a cause. Give me impotent obsession, disregard for laws. I want the trees in single file, bring the corpse of something rare. Show me children who are sinners, show me mounds of human hair. I climbed up the mountain just to kill my son. An angel tried to stop me with a ram. Well, he said, your mind's infected, but I said, you lack perspective. You gotta walk the bottom if you wanna see the top. La 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 la. Stop spinning, teach my children not to think. I want the fruit that tastes like nothing, extra thumbs for every cook. Give me lessons without questions, a mild disdain for books. Give me metaphors unraveled, poetry defined. Bring me the head of Dionysus, but please don't spill out the wine. Trade the future for the present, trade me ashes for my history. I don't need to look inside, I know the answer to the mystery. I climbed up the mountain just to kill my son. An angel tried to stop me with a ram. Well, he said, your mind's infected, but I said, you lack perspective. You gotta walk the bottom if you wanna see the top. La 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 la. La 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 they call me crazy. There will be no turning back. I don't care if things get ugly. Once the word of God is spoken, there's no way to take it back. Said you lack perspective. You gotta walk the bottom if you wanna see the top. Went down last October in a pouring driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock and she was dealt her mortal blow. And the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. That her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her men's dog hatch and porthole down, put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a heart.
home, I love a friend. Like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, I love a friend. Like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Jesse Lawrence coming to you from Barking Dog on 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Thanks for tuning in.
Now if you're inclined to hear a song, I'll sing a verse or two. And when I'm done, you're gonna say that every word is true. The miners of South Medemsley, they never will forget Isaac and his tyranny and how they have been tread. For in the midst of danger, these hardy sons did toil, for to earn their daily bread so far beneath the soil, to make an honest livelihood each miner did contrive. But you shall hear how they were served in 1895. All the miners of South Medemsley, they're gonna make some stew. They're gonna boil fat hostick and his dirty candy crew. The master shall have nowt but soup as long as they're alive, in memory of the dirty drinks in 1895. Now below the county average then, the men were 10%. But physically unfeeling Kirby wouldn't rest content. And a 10% reduction on the men he did demand. Such a strong request as this the miners couldn't stand. So the notices were all served out, and when they had expired, all the gear was brought to bank and the final shot was fired. To hurt the honest working man, this low-lived man did derive. He'll often rue for what he did in 1995. All the miners of South Medemsley, they're gonna make some stew. They're gonna boil fat postick and his dirty candy crew. The master shall have now put soup as long as they're alive, in memory of the dirty drinks in 1995. Now if Isaac was determined, still more tyranny to show. But to get some candy men, he wandered to and fro. He made his way to concert and he found Postick the bum. He knew he liked such dirty jobs and he was sure to come. Now Isaac told him what to do and where to go and when. So at the time appointed, Postick landed with his men. With policies and with candy men, the place was all alive. All for the strike that physic caused in 1995. All the miners of South Medemsley, they're gonna make some stew. They're gonna boil fat postick and his dirty candy crew. The master shall have nowt but soup as long as they're alive, in memory of the dirty drinks in 1995. Now Commander Postick gave the word and they started with their work. They were done by 5 o'clock, but the desert stopped till dark. And when they had done all they could and were finished for the day, then the policers guarded Postick and his dirty dogs away. New Isaac was a tyrant, and the owners were the same. And for the turnout of this derite, why, they were the ones to blame. Neither them nor Postick need expect they'll ever thrive for what they did to Dipton men in 1995. All the miners of South Medemsley, they're gonna make some stew. They're gonna boil fat Postick and his dirty candy crew. The master shall have now put soup as long as they're alive, in memory of the dirty drinks in 1995.
That was Bob Fox and Benny Graham with South Medemsley Strike. Fox is an English musician who specializes in songs from coal communities in the northeast of England. Graham is also a musician from northeast England who began playing professionally during the folk revival of the 1960s. That one's from their 1996 album, How Are You Off for Coals? The music is by Johnny Handel, with lyrics by Tommy Armstrong. It's about a strike that took place at South Medemsley Colliery in 1885 when the mine owners tried to institute lower wages. Before that, we heard Stan Rogers with the Mary Ellen Carter. He was a musician from Hamilton, Ontario, whose music was largely inspired by maritime folk music and the lives of working-class Canadians. That song is from his 1979 album, Between the Breaks Live. And before that, we heard Ben Kaplan with Birds with Broken Wings. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And we'll hear on now from Alistair Hewlett. He was a folk singer from Glasgow, Scotland, known as a member of the folk punk band Roaring Jack. This one, The Internationale, is from a 2011 tribute album to Hewlett called Love, Loss, and Liberty. This is an internationally popular song that has been a socialist anthem since the late 19th century, when it was written by Eugène Potier and Pierre de Guiter.
Arise, ye workers from your slumbers, arise, ye prisoners of want. For reason and revolt now thunders, and at last ends the age of cant. Away with all your superstition, servile masses, arise, arise. We'll change henceforth the old tradition, we'll spurn the dust to win the prize. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. No more deluded by reaction, on tyrants only we'll make war. The soldiers too will take strike action, they'll break ranks, they'll fight no more. And if those cannibals keep trying to sacrifice us to their pride, they soon shall hear the bullets flying, we'll shoot the generals on our own side. Ah, so comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. No saviour from on high delivers, no faith have we in prince or peer. Our own right hand the chains must shiver, chains of hatred, greed and fear. Ere the thieves will out with their booty and give to all a happier lot, each at the forge must do their duty and will strike while the iron is hot. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. As our comrades come rally, and the last fight let us face. The Internationale unites the human race. The Internationale unites the human race.
I'm lonesome, I'm lonesome. My woman is leaving town. I'm lonesome, I'm lonesome. My woman is leaving town. I've got an awful feeling. Ooh, well, why she's about to put me down. Talk with her before she went away. I said, please, baby, please do not stay. Now, I tried very hard to treat you mighty nice, but as you are leaving, please take my advice. I'm lonesome, I'm lonesome. My woman is leaving town. I've got an awful feeling she's about to put me down. No other man, because I'll be trailing on the next train. I've got an awful feeling she's about to put me down. The reason why I've got that feeling, ooh, well, she's leaving town.
Thomas Fraser with I'm Standing at the End of My World. He was a Scottish fisherman and farmer who left behind thousands of home recordings when he died in 1978, the majority of which were country and blues songs. His grandson rediscovered the tapes and released the first album of his music in 2002, followed shortly after by two more albums. That one's from the 2012 album For the Sake of Days Gone By. The song was written by American country songwriter Vic McAlpin. Before that, we heard Black Diamond with Lonesome Blues. Nothing else is known about him, aside from the fact that his real name was James Butler. That one was recorded in 1948 in Oakland, California. And before that, we heard Alistair Hewlett with the Internationale. We'll hear one now from Harry Schultz. He was a Cajun fiddler from Louisiana who was one of the most popular Cajun musicians during the 1940s. This song, Old Cow Blues, is a recording he made with Buddy Duhon in the summer of 1948 in Houston, Texas. It's a version of the Blues Standard, written by Kokomo Arnold and first recorded in 1934. We'll hear a couple other versions of it after this.
I can tell my old cow, I can tell but where she lows. If you see my old cow, please drive her on home.
Where's her home at, boy?
Cause I ain't had no milk and butter, ooh, since my cow's been gone.
I ain't had a decent meal either.
Well, you got to treat me right day by day. Get out your little prayer book, get down on your knees and pray, cause you're gonna need. Someday.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, you're going to be sorry. Ooh, you treat me this way.
Oh, Mr. Amos, on that old steel guitar.
If I ever get a chance, babe, I'm gonna sail up to the moon. Well, now, baby, I believe our chance comes.
Talking about boy, come about it.
You got me feeling so low, baby. Ooh, all out of the cloud, I'm looking up now.
Some black cow, baby, she ain't been today. Some black heart ain't been yoked today. Lord, if some black heart ain't been yoked today.
Roscoe Holcomb with Milk Cow Blues. He was a construction worker, coal miner, and farmer for much of his life. He was an older artist who became popular during the folk revival of the 1960s and didn't have a music career at all before then. Though he was born in 1912, he was first discovered by John Cohen of the New Lost City Ramblers playing on his front porch in Daisy, Kentucky in 1958. That's from his 1975 album, Close to Home. Holcomb likely learned it from the old-time Kentucky musicians Sam and Kirk McGee. We heard another version of Milk Cow Blues before that, performed by Mississippi Fred McDowell. He was a hill country blues musician originally from Tennessee, though he moved to Mississippi in 1928 and continued to farm there full-time while playing music on the weekends. That one's off his 1967 album, Long Way From Home. And before that, we heard Harry Schoetz with Old Cow Blues. Here's one now from Lawrence Ferlinghetti. He was a poet, artist, and activist from New York who founded City Lights Bookstore in San Francisco. Though he didn't consider himself a beat poet, he published many of the beat poets, including Allen Ginsberg, and he's often aligned with members of that movement. This poem appears on his 1958 album, Tentative Description of a Dinner to Promote the Impeachment of President Eisenhower, and other poems.
William Butler Yeats on the 3rd Avenue L. Reading Yeats, I do not think of Ireland, but of midsummer New York, and of myself back then, reading that copy I found on the 3rd Avenue L. The L, with its fly-hung fans and its signs reading, spitting is forbidden. The L, careening through its third-story world, with its third-story people in their third-story doors, looking as if they had never heard of the ground. An old dame watering her plant, or a joker in a straw, putting a stick pin in his peppermint tie, and looking just like he had nowhere to go but Coney Island. Or an undershirted guy rocking in his rocker, watching the L pass by, as if he expected it to be different each time. Reading Yeats, I do not think of Arcady and of its woods which Yeats thought dead. I think instead of all the gone faces getting off at Midtown places with their hats and their jobs, and of that lost book I had with its blue cover and its white inside, where a pencil hand had written, "Horsemen, pass by."
I rise in the dawn and I kneel and blow to the seed of the fire, flicker and glow. And then I must scrub and bake and sweep till stars are beginning to blink and peep. But the young lie long and dream in their bed of the matching of ribbons for bosom and head. Their day goes over in idleness. They sigh if the wind but lift up a tress. While I must work because I am old, and the seed of the fire gets feeble and cold.
Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.